I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
46% of Americans believe religion's part of the problem. I mentioned earlier, 42% believe people of faith are part of the problem. This anti-religion idea is so dominating the culture right now that when you say anything about your faith being part of what motivates you, it creates a problem. And part of how we overcome that perception is people get to know you. That's harder to do today. It takes us stepping out, having some boldness, but also leading with love, not just with sort of judgment as we engage people who disagree.
You talk about some four areas that represent some great questions that we should address. And one of those is, how can we be neighborly? So talk more about what does that leading with love look like when we want to be neighborly?
Well, I think being good neighbors is like basic, right? Most people who aren't even Christians understand that the Bible talks about the golden rule, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. I think in a culture like we have today, one of the things I point out in this book is the idea of hospitality is going to make a comeback. For Christians, if you're one of those people who's going, hey, just give me the solution, tell me the answer, what's the bottom line, what am I supposed to do to be a part of the solution here? The one thing I would leave you with is become a very hospitable person to your community, to your neighbors, to your friends. Invite people into your home. Cook a meal for them. Engage in real dynamic conversation with them. Build relationships. If you do that, you've probably done more than a church is ever going to do to reach them. Because it's in the substance of that relationship and that foundation that you're going to find over time, there'll be moments where they're having a crisis in their life. And the thing we're finding about evangelism today is that the times people are most open to hearing about faith or appreciating maybe your journey, your perspective, your story, is when they're going through some crisis of their own. It might be a divorce. It could be the loss of life of a family member. It could just be they lost their job or they just had a really tough day, but some crisis is happening in their life. And because you already have established trusted friendship with them that was not contingent on them converting to your faith, then you have positioned yourself better than anybody to be able to speak into their life, to speak truth into their life, to offer them good news. And so that would be the one bottom line I would leave you with, is let's be more hospitable people. I learned that on a trip to Amsterdam where I got to spend time with the Dutch people who have been living under these kinds of secular circumstances for many, many more years than we are in America. And what they have found is that beyond a church service, that the way they are finding people come to Christ is just through hospitality. And I think that's something that's easy for us to do. It's not that difficult, but it requires us to make a little bit of effort and develop relationships.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.